brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the second day of April 2007, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Where to start today? I don't want to be alarmist, as the mainstream media is, but there can be no doubt that there is an intention to attack Iran. And the aftermath of that, at the bare minimum, will be devastating to our economy. And it could be far, far worse. We have to take serious the fact that there are two major carrier task force groups and several other support groups, a huge armada, as big as the armada that launched the 2003 invasion of Iraq, in the Persian Gulf right now, with another aircraft carrier on its way. Now, what the New World Order crowd does with psychological warfare, like they did in 2002, announcing they would attack in March of 2002 and then not attacking, is continue to announce that they're going to attack day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, until it's a foregone conclusion. For 2 years, we've been hearing out of the Defense Department, out of Israel, and out of the other bigwig organizations that run this country's military and its foreign policy, that there would be an attack on Iran, that Israel could launch the attack, or the U.S. could launch a sneak attack on hundreds of military sites, not just the Bashir reactor and other nuclear development sites with their atomic program. And what that does is that conditions you to expect that it's going to happen. And at a subconscious level, the voyeur in all of us, or the deep animal or beast or bloodlust in all of us, pretty much wants to see it happen, wants to see the fight. You expect it. You've been hearing it so much, you say, let's just get it over with already. You expect it. This is basic psychology that is being used, 101. Now, at the conscious level, we don't want the war. We know it'll kill thousands of innocents. We know it will plunge the dollar even further and jack up oil prices. We know it's a fraud and it will demonize the good name of the United States to an even greater extent worldwide. But you expect it to happen. It becomes that unknown country, that exotic place you want to visit in your mind's eye, because they continue to hammer it. You just expect it. It's like if you heard an ad for 5 years about a new supercomputer that was going to come out and that was going to revolutionize desktop computing, you know, that would be on your cell phone, and then it didn't come out in 5 years. Even if you weren't into that new device coming out 5 years ago, you'd be into it now because you've been told it was coming so long. That's kind of a way to simplify it. It's basic marketing. And so you have a public, 70%+, that is against a war, against the Iraq war, against expansion, and they just get conditioned, though, to expect it. And I've always said that's the danger of this show. It's one of the reasons they let people like me continue on without killing me, because they believe that it acts as a conditioning mechanism. But I think they're beginning to understand, though, that that's actually backfiring on them. We'll explain this. But it's very complex, very sophisticated, but also very simple at a certain level. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $9, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and air are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time, and re-aired all over the country on wonderful AM and FM affiliates, a growing list, and we appreciate all of the affiliates out there helping us get the word out in the battle for this republic. All right, here's the news headlines on the Iran front. And again, they just keep putting this out every few weeks until we're finally conditioned and just expect this to be a foregone conclusion. Small blast rocks UK embassy in Iran. And you read the Reuters report, it basically sounds like some firecrackers got detonated and there were some plumes of smoke. And now Time Magazine's reporting about U.S. troops shooting and being in a firefight with Iranian troops a month ago. Here's the Jerusalem Post. U.S. ready to strike Iran on Good Friday. Another headline, this time out of the London Evening Standard. Russian official says U.S. will be ready to strike Iran in April. A report filed today by the Russian news agency, RIA Novosti, investigates and indicates that Russian intelligence has information of the U.S. armed forces have nearly completed preparations for a possible military operation against Iran and will be ready to strike in early April. Citing a security official, the article alleges the U.S. had already compiled a list of possible targets on Iranian territory and practiced the operation during recent exercises in the Persian Gulf last week. The report aligns with previous reports by the New Yorker and Raw Story surrounding buildup towards a possible strike. Very, very interesting. And it's also interesting to note that now a website like Raw Story, it's been up a few years, is now being cited by the London Evening Standard. Also, the Debka file is reporting that all over the Middle East in the Gulf region, the hotels are filling up with reporters and military advisors and personnel and their support staff, a lot of private contractors and computer specialists. The spooks are descending on the Middle East right now. There is a massive buildup, but the massive buildup is only stacking up in train right now with no sign of letting up. So that tells me we're at least a few months away from the attack. But they'll have headlines. They could strike on the 4th. Why, that's in 2 days. That's on Wednesday. Or they're going to strike on Friday in the early morning hours. And that could happen. We could wake up Saturday morning and learn that U.S. fighter bombers and backed up by British fighter bombers have struck WMD manufacturing facilities. The Saudis continue, and Bush will be on television talking about why he's launched the strike to keep us safe. And then, of course, Iran can retaliate. If they retaliate in any way while huge 1,000 and 2,000-pound bombs and cruise missiles rain down on them, they will be called terrorists. The public will doublethink and run around screaming about how they are unbelievably evil to even raise their forearm to block a blow. I'll be called a traitor if I say that Iran has a right to defend itself. You'll be called a traitor. The people who are under the slave system in this nation, the very elite launching the war against Iran and Iraq, are the people destroying our sovereignty, our borders, our Bill of Rights, our culture. Doesn't matter to the general public. Doesn't matter if they've devalued their dollar and financially raped them. They love it. They'll run around at that 25% or so, absolutely in vitriol, just prostrating themselves before the New World Order. And it'll go up from 25% to 35%, maybe 40%. Some people will shift back into groupthink while it's happening. But it doesn't matter. 5% of you could be for the war, and they would continue it. But they want the illusion that it's your will. So, feel powerful. Feel powerful. U.S. carrier deploys amid Iran tensions, agency French Press. Nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, will sail Monday to support U.S. operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. Navy said amid a spike in tensions over Iran's seizure of 15 British Marines and sailors. The Nimitz and its battle group of destroyers and guided missile cruisers will relieve the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which this week took part in war games exercises in the Gulf with another carrier, the USS John S. Stennis. And if you think it's going to relieve the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, it left the West Coast a few days ago. It'll take it a few weeks to get there. And I would look for that to be a prime time to strike. But again, it could be Friday morning, Saturday morning. It could, that's our time here. It could be any time between now and the end of 2007, going in to the elections. We don't know. But we have to take this serious because Bush and Israel and all of them are talking about how they may strike, they may hit them any minute. By the way, the London Guardian, see, it was just so much huge news, and I've got it here in the stack. The London Guardian reported, and it's up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, but it was buried in the last two paragraphs, that the British government, the Foreign Office, has now said, okay, mistakes were made, and we want a diplomatic solution to this. And that's, of course, because the former head of the Maritime Administration and others have gone public in major publications in England yesterday and Saturday, saying on record, that Britain rewrote the maps. Britain rewrote the maps and issued new fake maps. So in the world of, it depends on what the word is, Britain just rewrote the maps, as we reported Friday, but now it's been officially admitted, and that they just claimed the territorial waters of Iran. So they can say, well, no, these are the waters of Iraq. And they can say our maps show that, but they just changed them. That's kind of like Mexico saying the Southwest belongs to Mexico. It isn't really the case, but they're saying it does. So is that accurate? They can argue about the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo all day long. Kind of like your neighbor could suddenly, one day you walk out in the backyard on a Sunday morning and he's out there moving his fence post 5 feet into your property. And you walk up and you go, hey, man, I've lived here for 20 years. You've lived there for 10. And I've got the blueprints in there. I've got the layout of my acreage and your acreage. What are you doing? And he just goes, well, I just rewrote the map and it says I own this. You're going to get pretty mad. Especially because it's right there where that river comes out. I mean, that's prime real estate for oil and navigation. And please don't send me an email going, you're siding with Iran. We don't have a government. Do you understand that? The people wanting to attack Iran are destroying the United States. And I don't use that figuratively. I mean, the country has been in the North American Union for 2 years and 2 weeks. Mid-March 2005, we entered it officially. Okay? We have the four-year documents. This is public now. Lou Dobbs. So, that's where I stand, and that's the basic facts. And I don't know where you stand out there that still support the fraud and the lies. But Iran had their government overthrown violently by the U.S. and Britain in 1953 and had their leaders publicly beheaded, decapitated, their heads chopped off. Because they wouldn't give all their oil to England and the Anglo-American Oil Company, now known as British Petroleum, owned by the Queen of England. And then in the 80s, they shot down some of their jet airliners right there at a key time, trying to get Iran to attack the U.S. so the U.S. could go in right at the end of the Iran-Iraq War in 88 with our little ally, our gallant little ally, Saddam, nerve-gassing them and the rest of it. While they nerve gas right back with our U.S. advisors running the whole op, and they have the nerve to blame Saddam. I made the point yesterday on my Sunday syndicated show that it'd be like if a street-level mafia muscle man, enforcer, soldier, went out and did a murder, went out and capped somebody, popped him three times in the back of the head with a .22 long rifle, and then the guy gets busted by the FBI, and he goes in before the federal judge, and it's the mafia don. That's the U.S. I'm not for the guy that is out killing people, but the mafia boss that gave the order is more guilty than he in precedent and in common law. And then it's just too rich on top of that to have the judge, the arrogant, self-righteous judge, be the one that gave the order. And then, of course, in 88, they launched Operation Praying Mantis, where they blew up a bunch of Iran's battleships, their missile cruisers, destroyers, patrol boats, just out of the blue, claimed some mine in Iranian waters that hit one of our ships and just went in and killed a couple thousand people. They shot an airliner out of the sky, 290 people, blew an Airbus to pieces. And Iran sits there and takes it, folks, because they know that Papa New World Order wants to drop some nukes on them and
turn them into a parking lot.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Welcome back.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious time. The living song of love.
All right. There's a lot here on my plate. Here's a story on the Calgary Herald. That's a pretty big paper up in Canada. The curious tale of the other WTC tower. And the article basically lays out the facts of Building 7 being a controlled demolition and ask all the pertinent serious questions. Meanwhile, the neocons have gone into hyper-super overdrive against the 9/11 Truth Movement and Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen. We have some new developments on that that are going up on PrisonPlanet.com as we speak. Big breaking news I'll tell you about in the next section, in the next segment. But right now, let me just go back to the Iran situation. We do have the former head of the British Maritime Administration. He was also a former British ambassador, Craig Murray, who's joined us before. He'll be coming on for about 30 minutes in the next hour. He wrote a big report on his blog that got picked up by even conservative papers in England with the facts that the British simply rewrote the maps claiming disputed territorial waters that Iran had traditionally always had. And all Iran says is, hey, you have to split the line coming out of the river out 12 miles into international waters. They just say 50-50. And the British say, no, no, no. You're going to need to give us about 65% of the water. And Iran says, no, you're not. Now, that's how it works, folks. Countries split the waterway. Well, not when you're the New World Order. And I feel sorry for those British sailors, those British commandos on board that craft, being sent in there and being told. And, of course, they can have the head of the cruiser that the rubber boat was dispatched off of saying, well, it was on our map. They were in our waters. They were following the charts they were given. They follow orders. And then another one of the commanders above him said, well, these are disputed waters. But see, by the time Tony Blair got done with it, the lie was believed. And all Iran's saying, who's been bombed and had their country overthrown and had the Shah put in and over 200,000 people disappeared and black bagged and tortured to death, I mean, this is admitted. Can you, I mean, wouldn't you hate Iran if they would have overthrown our country in 53 and taken the Congress and chopped their heads off at a sports stadium? By the way, this is what the British and U.S. did. Chopped their heads off. And it wasn't like they were mullahs. No, it was a bald-headed Mohammed Mossadegh, who was a big poet and liberal, and wanted to, and by liberal, he wanted to fund the population and build up Iran, Persia, into a first-world country, the birthplace of mathematics. He kicked the communists out of his country. They weren't about to let there be any strong civilization there. Now, look, you can knock Africa all day and say they can't climb up out of the murk, but Africa has been out of the murk before. Not there isn't tribalism and problems. And you can sit there and say that only the West developed civilization, and it certainly developed some of the heights of it. But the Chinese, the Japanese, many have had advanced civilizations, and the Persians had some of the earliest and most advanced civilizations, and they're not allowed to get up into the first world. Every time they try, a neighbor is financed to attack them with billions of dollars worth of weaponry, and a million Iranians died. So let me see, they financed Saddam to kill over a million of them, overthrew their government and killed over 200,000. With Operation Praying Mantis in 88, blew up most of their navy, just out of the clear blue sky, giant attack. It goes on and on. Blew up a couple of their jet airliners at the same time, trying to get them to come on, do something. It's like the old Western, as Bill Hicks would say, where the bad guy comes in and drops the gun in front of the 12-year-old after he's killed his daddy and says, pick up the gun.
Come on, mister, I just wanted some rock candy and some giggum for my mom.
I said, pick up the gun. But the little kid won't pick the gun up, so the bad guy goes and grabs his mama and starts slapping her in the face. And still they didn't pick up the gun. I wonder when they get bombed if they'll pick up the gun.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
Yeah! Thank you for joining us today. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. We've got Eric Schein, who worked inside the federal government, involving a lot of different maritime operations. He'll be joining us to shed light on some of the things that are developing. We have the former head of the British Maritime Administration, Ambassador Craig Murray, joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. But let me finish up with some of the news that is here in front of me today that is extremely important. I'm going to get to the Rosie O'Donnell news in just a minute. First, I want to talk about Alberto Gonzalez. Headline today, Bush backs Gonzalez, says no evidence of wrongdoing. Now, let's be clear here. First, the media, the mainstream media, the supposed liberal media, tri-Pentagon CIA media, steered media, they're not all CIA or FBI or defense intelligence, but it's definitely run by these people, run by spooks. And they try to steer everything and edit all the key information out. They first claim, well, I mean, Clinton fired all 100. They're allowed to fire 7 or 8 of these people. Certainly are. The point is, they fired them because they wouldn't engage in political prosecutions, which we know the Clintons fired theirs for. It doesn't mean it's okay just because the Clintons are crooks and vacation with the Bushes and it's all staged. They're all crooks. I hate Hillary. I hate Bush. They're sniveling attack dog puppets, but I still hate the minions and the foot soldiers of the globalist. But let's be clear. They're puppets. They hate it when you expose them as puppets. They love, they relish you thinking they actually run something. They're nobody. That little slack-jawed, bug-eyed, know-it-all on a power trip, that wicked control freak Hillary is nothing. That burnout drug addict George Bush is nothing. They're cowardly, degenerate scum. And so are all their pimps and servants like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. They're all compromised, weak cordwood that's going straight into the fires of Hades. So we hear this, and then it comes out that he says, oh, I never heard of any plan to fire him. I didn't even know about the firings. Turns out all the meetings, memos get released. He ran the whole thing. Then he tries to spin that. Then Bush comes out and says he did nothing wrong and didn't know anything. This is the same crew that tortures children, writes memos about it. This is the same group of people that lie about WMDs and write up fake yellow cake Niger uranium dossiers. I mean, these are the people building FEMA camps. These are the people pushing for blanket total amnesty and open borders and the end of the country. And then you sit there on the radio. I hear you neocons call in and, they're such good conservatives. They just love America. I mean, is there no load of baloney that you won't buy? Do you like being stupid? Do you like being conned? Do you like being taken for a ride? I mean, it's disgusting. And you're taking me and my country and my family over the cliff with you. And that's why I don't like you. I'm talking to the idiots out there. All I want you to do is have a good life and a good future. Because I know what goes around comes around. If I'm going to have a good life and a good future, and my children and grandchildren are in the future to come, then you're going to have to be free too, even if I'm disgusted with you. We're all in this together. And patriots are the best friends you've got. I was listening to XM Radio out in the yard yesterday for a couple hours doing some gardening, had some family over. And they Cigar Dave was on attacking Rosie O'Donnell, and I flipped over to a Limbaugh rebroadcast, and they were calling us all traitors. Guess what the channels these guys were on XM Radio? It's called Patriot Channel. I mean, that'd be like the Christian channel, and you tune in, and this is Satan 666. Worship the devil, and you're the Christian channel on XM. Now, a word from Satan. I mean, it's just, they wrap themselves in the flag, they pose as the saviors of the troops, when they're the ones destroying them. All right, I got to hurry up so I get to your calls. I want to play these clips, though. This is Gonzalez, about a year and a half ago, talking about habeas corpus. I guess about less than a year ago, actually. This is when they were trying to pass the Military Commission Secret Arrest, Secret Torture of U.S. Citizens Act. It's not aliens. That's a lie. All the top lawyers have looked at it. And Gonzalez says there's no habeas corpus for citizens. Now, this is like saying fish don't live in the water. This is like saying ducks don't quack and don't have little webbed feet. This is like saying, you know, Jesus wasn't from the Middle East. I mean, it's just total lying. Listen to this, and then I want to play another clip of him. Here it is.
Where you have the Constitution having an explicit provision that the writ of habeas corpus cannot be suspended except for rebellion or invasion, and you have the Supreme Court saying that habeas corpus rights apply to Guantanamo detainees, aliens in Guantanamo, after an elaborate discussion as to why. How can it be a statutory taking of habeas corpus when there's an express constitutional provision that it can't be suspended and an explicit Supreme Court holding that it applies to Guantanamo alien detainees?
A couple of things, Senator. I believe that the Supreme Court case you're referring to dealt only with the statutory right to habeas, not the constitutional right to habeas.
Well, you're not right about that. It's plain on its face. They're talking about the constitutional right to habeas corpus. They talk about habeas corpus being guaranteed by the Constitution, except in cases of invasion and rebellion.
And they talk
about John at Runnymede and the Magna Carta and the doctrine being embedded in the Constitution.
Well, sir, the fact that they may have talked about the constitutional right to habeas doesn't mean that the decision dealt with the constitutional right to habeas.
When did you last read the case?
It has been a while, but I'd be happy to go back. I will go back and look at it.
Yesterday and this morning again.
I will go back and look at it. The fact that the Constitution, again, there's no express grant of habeas in the Constitution. There's a prohibition against taking it away. But it's never been the case. I'm not aware of a Supreme
Court. No, wait a minute. The Constitution says you can't take it away except in case of rebellion or invasion. Doesn't that mean you have the right of habeas unless there's an invasion or rebellion?
I meant by that comment, the Constitution doesn't say every individual in the United States or every citizen is hereby granted or assured or the right to habeas. It doesn't say that. It simply says the right to habeas corpus shall not be suspended except by...
You may be treading on your interdiction and violating common sense, Mr. Attorney.
Well, there he is talking to Arlen Specter, and that was all a big event. Specter claimed he was against it, but then, of course, went with all of it. But the habeas corpus is in the Constitution, and you just heard the Attorney General say, no, it's not. He said there's a prohibition against taking it away, but it doesn't guarantee it. I mean, that's like saying water isn't wet, folks. And I heard neocons on talk radio, so-called conservatives, butchering the Bill of Rights. That means you conserve the Bill of Rights. You don't throw it down the toilet. Throw it out the window with the baby. Now let's go to The Daily Show last week with Gonzalez's newest spin, and then we'll get into Rosie O'Donnell, latest big developments there, and take your calls.
Meanwhile, returning to the Alberto Gonzalez saga, he remains embroiled in the scandal over 8 fired U.S. attorneys, threatening to make him the first Hispanic attorney general to resign in disgrace. Of course, we know he's not to blame.
Was not involved in seeing any memos, was not involved in any discussions about what was going on. That's basically what I knew it as the Attorney General.
Well, I guess Alberto Gonzalez is the Attorney General, kind of like the homeless guy is mayor of the park. He's not actually involved in day-to-day operations, just more of a general observer. So you see, Gonzalez never had anything to do with this. I guess that story's over. I guess now we can all just relax and perhaps enjoy a little toaster cake and not worry at all about anything that might change that. Oh, wait! Here it is! The Attorney General did, in fact, participate in a November 27th meeting about the firing and signed off on them according to a statement released by the Justice Department. But I'm sure that he has an explanation for this rather enormous discrepancy.
When I said on March 13th that I wasn't involved, what I meant was that I was not involved in the deliberations. I don't recall being involved. Let me be more precise.
You know, as the parent of a 2.5-year-old, I routinely hear more convincing explanations for how feces got in my DVD player. So now it's one of Gonzalez's senior counsel has said that she will plead the fifth rather than testify in Congress, and members of Gonzalez's own party are questioning his credibility. It's once again left to the White House to defend Gonzalez with a sentence that appears to actually be eating itself.
He doesn't recall having recollections about having deliberative discussions.
That was a sentence so tortured, even the man who declared the Geneva Convention quaint wouldn't allow it to be used on prisoners.
But it's not funny. It's not funny at all. The country doesn't support these criminals, but the Democrats predominantly do. And they put on these dog and pony shows of where they try to vote that in a couple years we start a pullout, but oh, we can't put a date on it. They were never going to leave. You see, they write up official Pentagon plans. They're published in weapons publications and different strategic journals. And it's discussed by the people that actually are involved in real public life. Then there's 98% of the public who thinks they're involved in public life, who read the newspaper and believe the garbage they're told and don't know how to decipher any of it. And I guess my problem in life is I found out about this whole other world, this real world, and I didn't decide to go use it against people to get rich. I decided to get upset about it and fight these people. Because there's something disgusting about corrupt scum getting away with more and more and ripping people off and killing innocent people and invading nations in our name and destroying our country. But not for the yuppies of America, not for the good old boys, not for those that worship success and the trinkets and the baubles and the trappings of success above all of the things. They don't care. They'll do anything for the almighty dollar. And they've got a nation of degenerate whores, literal whores, who will do whatever it takes to get money and power. And that's where we stand right now. You've got a degenerate core of sociopaths running things who work for an inbred, old-line, sadistic elite, setting up a tyrannical one-world government so they can carry out their eugenics hobby of population reduction against us. Yes, it's a scary science fiction book. It's 2007, the planet Earth, and it's real, and it's not fun. The good news is people intellectually, instinctively, spiritually know that there is a great threat. And the government's sophisticated, and the media's sophisticated. They know, their top psychologists and sociologists and psychiatrists, they know, their symbologists, know that you feel a great evil. They know you feel a great threat. You can't put your finger on it, so they then bring in the facsimile of Islamic fascism, or criminals, or the terrorist. And hold that in front of you, and then it takes on reality in your mind, because your gut senses a great evil, a great growing wickedness. Do you understand what I'm saying there? And of course, obviously, there is such a thing as radical Islamicist, and every time we track it back, it has Western intelligence agencies' hands puppeteering them. But statistically, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning repeatedly in your life than being killed by an Islamo-fascist. But who cares? They've got beards, they've got dark skin, and they've got turbans, and man, they are scary. They are alien, and we just better worship the nice men in Darth Vader outfits that are shoving our children around and putting guns to their heads to keep us safe. All right, this is an action alert, up on PrisonPlanet.com, this just out. Rosie O'Donnell, on her blog today, went public with the fact that she was basically blackmailed by Bill O'Reilly that if she talked about his pervert sex scandal, remember that, if she talked about that, that he would, quote, come after her personally. Now, she's on record with the dirty tricks of the... By the way, we didn't know that Bo Deedle was a gangster, that New York City cop. And then everybody emailed us mainstream news articles where he was under investigation for working for the top New York capos and dons. And he works for the Saudi royal family and the Bushes and special security ops. So, I mean, I knew a few weeks ago when I heard him going, "You're not coming back, Charlie. It's over for you. It's over, Mac." And then O'Reilly, "We're warning you. You won't come back from this. Okay? You got that? You better do what we say." Well, sure enough, they are mafia. O'Reilly mafia. I mean, what do you call the mafia? It's a thing. It's how they operate. Intimidation threats. O'Reilly Mafia threatens O'Donnell over sex scandal. Fox News host promises to go after The View host and her colleagues. Rosie O'Donnell, currently under attack after being questioned, the official story behind 9/11 has revealed that Fox News bully Bill O'Reilly threatened to go after her and her colleagues after they mentioned O'Reilly's sex scandal on The View. ABC has now gagged O'Donnell from mentioning the subject on all future broadcasts. But he gets to call for her firing, her arrest. They get to call for her murder on MSNBC, on Scarborough, who had to leave Congress under a cloud. Just type in why Scarborough left Congress. Within the past 2 weeks, O'Reilly has threatened both Charlie Sheen and Mark Cuban that he'll be looking out for them if they continue their involvement in the upcoming release of Loose Change Final Cut movie. On his Friday show, O'Reilly demanded Cuban, the billionaire owner of the Dallas Mavericks, be thrown in jail. All right, we'll be right back with more of this, and I'll get to your calls. Don't worry.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. but it's up on Prison Planet. Just went up about 10 minutes ago. O'Reilly Mafia threatens O'Donnell over sex scandal. Fox News host promises to go after The View host and her colleagues. And he's called to have both Charlie Sheen and Mark Cuban thrown into jail. He has demanded and said that Jim Fetzer and Kevin Barrett, that he would use his influence to have the FBI investigate them and arrest them. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. And now it turns out that Rosie O'Donnell is standing up to this guy. And again, love her or hate her, folks, she's got courage. Okay, and she's waking up to the new world order. So let's at least give her a little time to flesh that out for her, you know, past activities. But I've got it on her personal friends that have talked to her. She knows about the new world order now. She's had the paradigm shift. The goggles have come off. She's getting involved in real issues now. It says, when Joy and I, this is from her blog, alluded to Bill O'Reilly's sex scandal on The View, we were told the following day that we couldn't bring it up anymore, or else Bill, who goes after host on The View, I say his Friday Rosie spin on YouTube, where he edited my statements to make it seem as he wanted, like 1984, molding the facts to suit the needs of Big Brother Rupert. And it goes on to say Parsons was Winston's fellow employee at the Ministry of Truth. And it goes on, he was a faddish but naive man of paralyzingly stupidity, a mass of imbecile enthusiasms, one of those completely unquestioning, devoted drudges, of whom more even than the thought police, the stability of the party depended. Part of this got cut off, so I'm having to guess what the last word of each line is. Sorry about that. Question authority, America. It's too late. Spin, spin, spin. And then she quoted O'Brien while he's torturing Winston from 1984. Don't you see the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? Has it ever occurred to you, Winston, that by the year 2050, at the very least, not a single human being will be able, who will be alive, who will be able to understand such conversations as we're having now? The whole climate of thought will be different. In fact, there will be no thought as we understand it now. Orthodoxy means not thinking, not needing to think. Orthodoxy is unconsciousness. We're awake. Peace out. Okay. She's quoting 1984. She's talking about the New World Order. She's talking about false flag, Gulf of Tonkin. And we're pretty close to getting Rosie O'Donnell on the show. We'll see if we're able to do it. But she's under a lot of heat right now, a lot of intimidation right now. We told you months ago she was awake to 9/11 because we talked to some of her associates, but that she couldn't go public on her show. She did go public 3.5 weeks ago on her blog. Now it's exploded into week two, one of the top stories in the country. We have to show the intimidation and the underhanded tactics of neocon, un-American filth like Bill O'Reilly, who calls for the end of the First Amendment. Go to prisonplanet.com. Get this article and get it out to everybody. O'Reilly Mafia threatens O'Donnell over sex scandal. Get it? Get it out to everybody. Let's defeat these people.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.